As the town debates how to approach the possible return of horse racing to the Berkshires, voters in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, adopted a home rule petition at special town meeting Wednesday night. After months of confusion and debate in the southern Berkshire town over the efforts of Suffolk Downs to relocate its horse racing operations from Boston to Great Barrington's derelict fairgrounds, voters responded with a call for self-determination. Janelle Manoa, a member of Citizens Concerned About GB Horse Racing, presented the home rule petition to the assembled townspeople at Monument Mountain Regional High School.
We are here on this cold December night to vote on sending the home rule petition through to our legislators to ensure that the Great Barrington citizens have a right to vote on whether commercial horse racing comes to our town.
She said the petition emerged from months of fact-finding, questioning, and legal counsel stretching back to July.
During that time, countless citizens shared their concerns with us about commercial horse racing. Those concerns include traffic and infrastructure, environmental and animal welfare, gambling and economics, and the democratic process being thwarted by the legislation in Boston.
A pair of bills in the state legislature aimed at opening up Massachusetts gambling regulations, Senate Bill 101 and House Bill 13, would lay the groundwork for Suffolk Downs to make the move west. In September, area State Senator Adam Hines, a former co-sponsor, removed his name from Senate Bill 101, citing concerns from residents. Barbara Kellogg, another member of Citizens Concerned About GB Horse Racing, told the audience Wednesday night that the bill contains a clause that threatens the autonomy of the community.
There is pending legislation at the State House now that provides that if a commercial horse racing license was ever granted in a town, racing can be conducted in that town without any further local vote or approval. That directly affects Great Barrington because commercial racing licenses were issued for racing here in 1997 and 98, although the license for 1999 was returned and any authority for commercial racing ended at that time.
The home rule petition would require that town voters approve of horse racing at an annual town meeting by a majority vote ballot. Kellogg contends Great Barrington would have little control of the industry should it return.
For horse racing, the state dictates when, where, and how racing can be conducted and what local control is possible. The state controls the minimum number of racing days per year for each and every horse racing license.
Advocates for the petition emphasized that it was not a vote on horse racing, but to bolster the town's authority. Again, Kellogg.
The article gives the voters of Great Barrington local control over the question of whether commercial horse racing can come to this town. Massachusetts towns have limited powers under state law. Home rule petitions such as this one are the process by which a town requests that the legislature give it certain powers that it does not otherwise have.
Only two speakers voiced opposition to the petition.
I live right next to the fairgrounds. And right now, it's a dump. Suffolk Downs wants to come in and spend up to $20 million to fix it up. I don't see why you people have a problem with that.
Laura Kiefner says she's lived in Great Barrington for almost 50 years and next to the fairgrounds for the last 25.
Horse racing used to be a great thing in this town. The fair used to be a great thing. People would park cars on their lawns. They'd make money to put towards their exorbitant taxes that we now have. It's business for motels, for stores, for contractors that are going to help fix up this fairgrounds.
She also pushed back on another issue some locals have raised about the horse racing industry.
As far as the animals that do die, how many of you go and protest at a kill shelter where the thousands and hundreds of thousands of animals are killed each year? You don't protest that, but you're protesting horse racing, which I know I'm going to get booed on this one, but a lot of these horses are better taken care of than you or I.
The yes vote overwhelmingly carried, which sends the request for Great Barrington's home rule forward to the state legislature. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.